What's up, fam? On this episode of Snapback Sports Pod, we are live during Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But if you missed it, you can still tune in here on Spotify, on Apple, anywhere you get your podcast. We talk about NBA Game 3, where the Celtics win over Golden State. Curry did hit more than 4.5 threes, which is a bummer. Then we go through my and Abe's NFL rankings. It's a little quiz, so don't quote us on it. We'll have our official predictions before the season. And then we just make fun of Eagleson for his terrible hockey picks.
Is on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A blast! Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's gonna win the football game. Auburn's gonna win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper.
What's up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
You know what? We missed it on Sunday. Why don't you bring in Eagleson for this one?
What do we need Eagleson for? Already? 1 minute in?
Wow.
Were you just testing to see if he had just already ran down with Alfina?
No, but that's a good theory. I didn't even think about that. What we missed on Sunday's episode was didn't realize that our Monday episode that we dropped when we recorded on Sunday was our year 3 anniversary of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Totally slipped our minds. We're just scrolling through the old episodes. Saw the first episode was June 6th of 2019. Coincidentally enough, the second episode is titled Carson Wentz Extension. That one's probably funny. I didn't bother listening to that. But did you guys get gifts?
From Eagleson?
No, like for each other.
Oh. I got you the gift of being in a good mood. That's a big gift for
how Draymond does in the second half. I got you both.
Oh.
Two middle fingers.
Oh, thank you, Abe. I appreciate that.
Two middle fingers from the bottom of my heart.
I thought you were gonna have something real there. That sounded genuine when you were going.
I think the only gifts we've ever given on this podcast were those hockey guys.
Did I have Dreisaitl? I feel like I did.
Yes, you were Dreisaitl.
I had some shitty Oilers goal, not Oilers goalie, Jets goalie.
Yep, Winnipeg. He was good, but kind of had a tough year.
All right, that was all that's on my mind. Happy anniversary, boys.
Happy anniversary,
guys.
To right, many, peace, many Eagleson. More. I do have I do have the game here, but I think if I show it that we'll actually get kicked off YouTube, so I'm just gonna leave it like this. But what's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us. We are live recording during the second half of Warriors Celtics game number 3. It's what, a 12 point game at the half? Celtics dominated, Warriors went on a crazy run. Abe said look how fast they can catch up, but like they didn't really get that close, but They're at least in a better spot. So, do you think the Warriors have juice to win this game?
I mean, the Celtics are dominating this game, and you blink, you go and take a piss, and the Warriors are back in the game. It's only 12 right now. We hear about these third quarter Warriors. But, I mean, I'm not surprised Boston's winning this game. I still am standing by it. I think the Warriors win this series. I do.
The series.
It's just when I see that they do that 8-0 run in 37 seconds or whatever, it's just that's all I need to know.
But you said you were going to double down.
I did.
On Warriors in 6, even if Boston won.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when it comes, Jack. We got a second half of basketball to be played. I said, yes, if the Celtics win this game and go up 2-1, I might sprinkle a few tendies on Warriors in 6 to win 3 straight.
Okay. I mean,
the price of tendies.
Yeah,
that's a hefty bet.
That is a hefty bet. Sorry, I'm just queuing up the fam, trying to get them in here, posting, sending a couple texts. But here we go. Second half is live, and Jaylen Brown was fantastic in the first half. He was great, and you then sent me a text that Jason Tatum isn't a superstar because it's been the Jaylen Brown.
No, I didn't. Do not misquote the text.
Okay,
I texted you and I said, do the Celtics potentially losing the series? I said that when they're up 11 in the first quarter.
Yep.
Or the Celtics winning the series and Tatum not being the reason. Jaylen Brown's doing all this. Tatum's kind of in and off, on and off shooting. Does that change your mind whatsoever? Or is the door locked until the beginning of next season and Jason Tatum is firmly in the superstar room?
He's a superstar. Like,
okay, so the door's locked.
The door, yeah.
There's nothing he can do in this series to remove him from that club. Because you know what, Jack? You are the one who said the list.
It's fluid. Yeah, you're right. You're right. He hasn't been like that bad. Like game one.
He has not been that bad. But game one, superstar.
Sure, they show up on a different level. You're not wrong there. But sometimes superstars take the back seat. They let Andre Iguodala win finals MVP. They let Jaylen Brown or Derek White win finals MVP. Let's talk about Derek White, by the way.
Sometimes yes. They let Derek win finals MVP.
This is Jaylen Brown's game. He's been the best player on the Celtics for two of the three. But he had a dud of a game. The most consistent player in the NBA Finals for the Celtics has been Derek White.
He was debatably the best player in the Heat or in the Bucks series, too. They didn't play the Heat series.
Well, no, he was pretty bad in the first couple games, but then he had a kid, and then he was pretty bad.
I'm talking about Jaylen Brown.
JB. Over Tatum, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying Jaylen Brown has hands down been the Celtics guy.
Tatum Steph gets just hit another praise, three.
This and that. And I mean, Derek is there when you need him.
So, Nat, the game is on behind me.
Yeah, Jack, how was your dinner?
My dinner was fantastic. So,
the only good Five Guys burgers and fries you've had.
Yeah. Well, our Five Guys burgers and fries was doing well tonight, except Draymond absolutely cucked us. But I think Steph just hit a three. So, we might be. Yeah, he just drilled a three.
Change your Twitter name before everyone remembers.
Yeah, before someone screenshots that for sure. The burger. So, the burger at Five Guys is really fantastic. Expensive. It's 9:30 for a cheeseburger, but it's a double. It's a double. Like
9:30? No way you're paying 9:30 in this economy for a Five Guys cheeseburger. There is no way.
I mean, look at the receipts. The receipt was actually on the table, and I took a picture. Let me go to my Twitter. Mm-hmm. Actually,
nope. There's no way.
What do you mean?
You spent $9 on a Jack. Five Guys' whole thing, like their shtick, is that they're just ridiculously expensive. It's like you get a three things, and it's $40.
All right, here we go. Oh, we're not going to be able to. I can recite.
Check your charge.
I know what the final tab was, and I know what each item was. Can you see the screen right here? Oh, someone hit another three. All right, so if we let's zoom in. How do we zoom in?
Take a screenshot of that little photo.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling
you, nobody has ever gone to Five Guys and spent under $10, unless you get a Gliz, maybe.
All right,
that's probably running you $4.50.
Oh, this isn't working at all. It's like zooming in on Twitter, but it's
Have had a coupon.
No, I'm telling. Okay, I can recite the prices for you. Hold on, I don't have my glasses or contacts in. So it's cheeseburger with ketchup and mustard. That was $9.30.
That's all you got on the burger with all those options.
I see. It's funny.
You criminal! No wonder your thing was $9.30 because you didn't get anything.
Are the topping, do they cost anything?
They definitely.
I'm trying to. Okay. So $9.30 for a cheeseburger.
I go to McDonald's.
Little fry was $4.60. But that's so the little fry.
You get the fries in the bag.
Yeah. So like it's probably double the fries there. And then the milkshake was pretty expensive too.
Those are like $6-$7.
Yeah. So add that up. That's $19 plus. Well, tax.
That makes total sense because you got a Happy Meal.
What do you mean? What do you get? What do you get on like a child? Guys? All right, fuck it. I'm leaving it.
I saw a thing on the internet today. You can only pick four toppings to have on your burger for the rest.
Wait, hold on. Did Curry already smash five threes? Oh, he's got four. He hit two. He's hit two in the first 3 minutes of the
game. I saw this on the internet earlier this week. For the rest of your life, when you eat a burger, you only have four toppings on it. What are you choosing?
Like cheese has to be one of them.
If you prefer cheese.
Yeah, so cheese for sure.
Bacon can be one if you want.
Bacon. Like condiments. Toppings or condiments? Those are
sauce,
different.
Condiments, everything.
Okay. So
you got to make your most consistent burger that you can enjoy for the rest of your life. Cheese, not your before you die burger.
Cheese, ketchup, mustard, and I would go. I'd probably go bacon. My next, like, that's my tier A, cheese, ketchup, mustard. Tier B is probably like bacon, egg, avocado, pickles. Yeah,
but you can't eat that burger for the rest of your life.
Right. Okay, what's yours?
I'm going lettuce, cheese, lettuce, special sauce, so a little ketchup, mayo base, orange sauce, and cheese, lettuce, orange sauce.
Yeah, I guess special sauce, like the...
But I could eat that thing. For the rest of my life on a burger, like Big Mac sauce or something.
Okay, but is that fair to say, like, you're getting every restaurant special sauce?
No, but like,
counts as one.
But like a ketchup mayo base is a standard at a fast food burger place or any type of place.
Somewhat.
Grilled onions are up there.
I not on a really on a burger. I'm trying to think like the last time I've had.
I'll go bacon. I'll go bacon, cheese, lettuce, and.
Is grilled onions a thing on a burger?
Yeah. What? Grilled onions on anything. Any type of onion on anything. I should have put onion
on
a
cheese. On a cheesesteak, I know it is. All right. On a burger, that's I don't know. We got Ryan Musum, Horford with the dime. Sorry about that, Abe. Blake Arneson sends me a DM, a picture of, we should probably get Eagleson on here, but Jamie Olick. Kisiak. I don't know who that is. He's a hockey player, and he sends me a picture of him every day in a different language. Let's acknowledge from Isaac that Abe said this would not be a series. Abe says shit. You're
Abe
just gonna
says
have
shit.
To learn to, yeah.
You're Abe gonna says have to shit. Learn to like, if you knew here.
So, Abe, we did What's On Your Mind. What's on my mind, though, I posted on my Snap story earlier today. I was folding our laundry, me and Hallie's, and I came to the realization that what I was doing probably isn't the norm. But then I was like, this is a hill I would die on. Like, if you want to do it your way, that's fine. Like, that obviously doesn't bother me. I just think it's inefficient. So for those who don't know, when I'm taking, so you wash your clothes, you dry your clothes, and then you fold your clothes. And so in that folding process, if like a sweatshirt is the wrong way inside out, I just leave it and I just put it. And then when it's time to actually wear it, I flip it inside
out. And you wonder why you have wrinkled clothes.
That could definitely be the reason. Normally the wrinkles come from the fact that like our laundry just sits in the drying bin for like 2 days, you know, like all clumped up. And so then I really went introspective and I realized that people are going to be like, no, that's so stupid, which is fair, but you, like, no way you do that with your socks, right? Like, you don't turn your socks the right way out.
What you do is bad for sure. I'm also guilty of it.
But
I'm very self-aware of it, and it's something that I'm working on fixing, and I'm taking the time and I'm turning everything inside out. That's not the problem here. The biggest crisis is the fact that nobody has solved the mystery of why the fuck are my clothes coming out inside out. It makes no sense. Well, every single time I've tried putting them inside out into the washer and dryer and hoping they come out right side out, that doesn't do it.
I don't think it really bothers me that much.
Me, and it happens every single time, and I can't figure it out.
Yeah, this is crazy that people fix their sock. Like, who cares? You just sit on the bed, you flip them inside out.
You know what my biggest who gives a shit about is? Folding underwear or boxers.
That's my socks and underwear go in a drawer. Like, it's for, and they mix. They get in each other's.
And I'm not proud of it.
Why are we embarrassed by this?
Because we're going to be a little bit more OCD in that regard. I'm 26. I should probably not like be an asshole.
Who cares?
I've got other areas in my life where I can do that.
Fair enough. All right. So game three, we are halfway through the third quarter. Celtics lead by 11. Derek White going to the free throw line. Nice pass from Clay to Draymond on the previous. Abe, you think that... So. Like whoever mentioned it earlier said, Celtics, you said the Celtics don't have a chance. Do you think they have a chance now?
I still think the Warriors are going to win, but me, when they're out here sitting here potentially about to go up 2-1, who am I to say they don't have a chance? I probably have done it in the past.
I mean,
many times.
When the Niners were up double digits in the fourth, you were still calling them QD. So, do not give up.
Was I wrong? Was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's a
results-based business that we're in.
All I'm saying is don't.
And there's nothing worse than that. I'm not sure. They're pretty evenly matched. Dude, pick a team. Yeah. Pick a team. It's really not. It's a ball in a basket. It's not that deep.
What do you think about this, Abe? Going to my first NASCAR race this weekend in Wine Country, which is going to be kind of fun.
Can we get a little Kyle Larson tease?
I'm trying to think if we have tease. I did get a good quote out of him. So he's just like a plain Jane guy. Take it for what it is, like a normal guy. And that doesn't shock me as someone who just like races a car for a living.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Now that you're off with him, are NASCAR drivers athletes?
Okay. That's a really good question, because what I learned, it reminds me a lot.
Because like the common person can, I would think most people are chess would players say no.
Athletes?
Are what?
Are chess players?
No. I think they're skilled in a game.
Are esports athletes?
No.
Are golfers athletes?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you oppose any of those answers?
No, I mean, you could even argue that like Mac Jones isn't an athlete. You know, like what is being an athlete?
Is James Harden an athlete?
Right. No, he's a strip
club goer. But question is, a NASCAR driver an athlete?
So what I was going to say,
answer is no.
Right.
But like, give me a reason why they would be.
So what it reminded me a lot of, my conversation with him, was when we talked to Evan from Cincy. And we are discussing like the science of it all,
the Super Bowl kicking quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Not the quarterback.
I said kicker.
He said the Super Bowl kicking quarterback. I mean, hey, he did quarterback the kicking leg of it all. But what it reminded me was there's so much strategy and technique and process, and there are those portions that made it more than just like, hey, they're just going in a circle. And what I did learn is they're racing on a road course. Abe, Jack, what's a road course? It's not an oval, is essentially, and they make right turns. So that was funny that like
this race, talking about these guys.
Yeah, like, but they'll end up obviously circling around. So to answer the question, is he an athlete? Honestly, if I were to say, if you say chess players,
I feel like NASCAR driver being an athlete debate is just as similar to the Tatum being a superstar debate.
Yeah, this is the thing, Lil Coop. Chess players aren't athletes, but drivers are athletes because the forces their bodies go against consistently. Like, if it's just about the physical toll that makes you an athlete, then yes. Like, their body is being hit with more G-forces, them in F1, all motorsport. But I don't know if that's the... Okay, Abe, I have a good question. Are jockeys athletes?
I find it hard to tell someone that's about 4'10", 104 pounds an athlete.
Exactly.
No disrespect to jockeys.
Yeah. No.
You know what? Maybe.
This is probably our
most, like, I want to say no, but I really do want to consider both sides. And I guess there are arguments. It's like, what do you define an athlete as? Is it like, does it play in a league that you support? Is that an athlete? Then obviously not. But it's like when you get down to the nitty gritty of what they put their bodies through and what they do. And I'm sure there's different types of training and core strength exercises and stuff you don't see for NASCAR drivers and for jockeys, because a lot of their stuff is like balance and like keeping their body intact. And that's a level of training that is training to an extent. So it's like, if you train for something, like why, how are you not an athlete? Like, I consider gymnast athletes. I consider dancers athletes. I consider figure skaters, athletes, then like, I don't know. I guess this is why
I can't do the live stream and encourage all the fam to get
you
in
just willingly because, put that up on the screen.
No, because I have to go through the process. So Jake says,
can I get access to that, by the way?
His virginity. Brad says when he finally hits a bet, he will. Did Curry just hit a 4-point play for his fifth three? He did. And that will be all she wrote. Curry makes his fifth 3-point.
And it's a 6-point game. That's just what the Warriors do.
Who would have thought? So, Brad and Jake, there will be no sex for me tonight, unfortunately. But shout out to BP NFL Breakdown, who did call the Luplo home run.
Did you take him?
I did take that. I've got two down. Let me ask you,
what day are you on of this home run round robin thing you got going on? Who hits a home run?
I'm on day 5, I would say.
And how much on average are you risking a day?
It's $100 a day.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And if you
What's the wow?
If you go 7 for 9 in one day, how much money would you win?
7 for 9? I do 10 though.
7 for 10.
7 for 10, I win.
Maybe
like
that's
five
what you
grand.
Need to do. You need to do 9.
5 grand.
Just 5 grand?
Yeah.
I thought you were betting $1 million parlays and stuff.
I am. It's on the if you hit the 10 of 10, a 10 cent bet turns into $1 million. So half the win is in hitting all 10. It's not
even fun.
Well, no, if you hit 9, you still win 6 figures. I'm betting $100, you know. Hold on, I got to change.
How many days in a row of losing do you think until you stop this?
Well,
now tweet told you.
Yeah. You got me distracted. So tonight, Austin Riley hit a home run. We had that. Arenado did not hit a home run, but the game finished in 7 innings, which they void. So I got back $1.49.
Everyone on the Phillies except Bryce Harper is hitting.
Yeah, everyone on the Phillies hit one. I've got Ramirez going. Luplo hit one. Freeman, I look toast on. But I got three. I got three tonight. Jock, Machado, and Shohei.
Okay, so how many days until you cut it out?
Okay, so
because you can only take so many punches between the home runs and the Five Guys burgers and fries.
Well, no, that's not true because the dopamine hit. I've now turned on MLB home run videos on Twitter notifications, and the dopamine hit of
getting one.
No. Of just getting the notification and seeing, like, and then that feeling. So
that's you only have it for your players that you take?
No. It's for the whole league.
Oh, so you just get a dopamine rush like 50 times a night, and then you only get excited like 2 times maybe?
Two times it's just like a sick one.
Has it happened early on yet?
Like early in the night?
Like it's a Tuesday night, you're getting a notification at 7:04.
So I have it, yes. Altuve hit a leadoff one, but their game started an hour later. So, like, has the first batter hit one of, like, the night? No, not yet. But what has happened more times than not is one of two things. One, I create that list of, like, 20 to 25 guys that everyone suggests, and then the 10 I pick, like, 3 from that list hit, which is a good thing. Like, now it just comes down to I trust the fam to actually pick the guys. I just got to get better at selecting them. But the one that's really been killing me that's been happening a lot is if I would just go and take the same guys the next night, they all smash. Like Albies hit one tonight. Christian Walker hit one tonight. And I'm learning so much about baseball. So to answer your question, Abe, how long could it go on? If I did it every day, assuming baseball was every day, that would be $36,000 for the year. Obviously cannot sustain that type of lifestyle.
How about you do it every day until the NFL season? And
yeah.
If it works one time, you'll be able to fund the Monday night tour that you want to do.
Well, that's the I mean, if it works, like we hit 10 of them, we'll be able to fund way more than that.
You'll never, this podcast will not exist.
Oh my God, the Warriors are winning already. Hold on. Curry's got 6 3-pointers. You know what? It is what it is. Clay's got 20, though. Clay has got 20 points, and we are cooking. Yeah, so this is one, Abe, that I will say I'm learning a lot about myself, because we talked about it. I mean, we always talk about like system or do or like, or like if they hit one last night, they're not going to hit one again. And I explained to you, like, it's actually these guys tend to hit them in bunches, but like also no. So you can't get too in your head with it. You got to just trust the process and know that the process is effectively like you're just not going to hit this unless
you get lucky. Why don't you hire interns?
Hire interns for what?
Like a Five Guys Burgers and Fries intern, a home run round robin intern, where they're just 9 to 5 is just doing research and giving the picks. It's a performance-based job with commission. You just hire a degenerate. A degenerate nerd. You just need an analytics guy.
But that's the thing. I don't know.
It takes like 5 months in training to study the film, and he comes ready to go for next MLB season. He watches your patterns. He studies what's actually happening. He takes notes. Every single night he's compiling the data. You give him a shot for next year, and we'll see what happens. So if there's any degenerate gambler out there that wants a chance of winning $1 million, hit Jack up.
No, I mean, no one's as degenerate as me. So if you're like intern levels.
Yeah, there's a few people that play the sport of golf that would beg to differ.
You think?
Yeah. What do you make this whole live golf? I'm fine with it. My thing is, just fucking admit it's for the money.
Why are people not?
Everyone dances around the question, and then they're getting asked questions about would they play, questions about their morals. Would they play like if Vladimir Putin held a tournament? And it's like everyone's got a fucking price. Rory McIlroy said it perfectly. It's like all these guys are going, thank God we got Patrick Reed and Bryson gone. The tour can actually smile again. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Like I find it a little hard to believe that these guys are all just going to go to Saudi Arabia or whatever it is, make 9 figures, and this thing just like not burn up in flames.
Well, so it's not in Saudi Arabia. That's the, it's just
right. It's like a Saudi Arabia backed tour, correct?
Yeah.
There's no way this can't go wrong.
It's
like, you think there's just going to be 2 PGA tours now? And what the hell is this thing? They have teams?
No, I don't think it's going to work, but who cares? Like, why do I care if it works? You know,
like how long are these guys signing deals for? You got people signing for 9 figures. Is it like 5 years?
Have you ever purchased a subscription to The Athletic?
No,
me neither.
I have texted every friend in my contact books and gotten every article I've ever wanted to read.
Like, this is sick. It's an 8-tournament circuit. It features 7 regular season events and 1 team championship in late October. Also 2
Donald Trump-owned courses.
Yeah, 2 DT courses, but...
you know, 2 DT GCs. Like,
look, I mean, we've both spoken our feelings on the Don. It's just
a little round at DTGC.
But like, if playing at 2 Donald Trump-owned courses is what makes it controversial, like...
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Like... Come on, you're wearing jersey. Like, how many? Let's look up the numbers on Deshaun Watson jerseys you've ordered in Cleveland. Let's look at the numbers for Kareem Hunt Cleveland.
Let's keep going.
Let's look at the numbers for, you know, okay. So,
they're playing in the States.
So, yeah, that's what I was saying. It's not actually just in Saudi Arabia or something. They're playing in, and it's sick. They get to play in Bangkok. They are playing
New
in
Jersey.
New Jersey, Boston. That city's more racist than fucking the Saudis are, probably. So what the format is, 3 rounds, 54 hole contest. So that's going to take some different levels of handicapping, because like Will Zalatoris could not choke in a 72 hole format.
False.
So
false.
No one misses the cut, which is funny, because
it's like, funny that Will Zalatoris probably wasn't invited to this shit.
No, he definitely wasn't. It's a shotgun start, which I love to like. If you want to get real, Abe, this is ideal for gambling. Like, no shitty tee times. Like, everyone starts at the same time. Oh, for sure.
I just don't know if it'll be offered.
Hold on. What? Why wouldn't it be? Abe, you can bet on literally everything.
Man, not on legal sports, but you can with like the regulators and stuff.
You think
this
they
would? Sketchy. This is sketchy.
Okay. So, where's the.
Bro, team you can barely bet on the WNBA.
No, that's not true. They have props and everything on underdogfantasy.com. For the team event, players will be divided into 12 four-person groups based on the draft the week of each tournament. Each team will have a live appointed captain who will select the other three teammates. The team championship will be a seeded four-day, four-round match play knockout. Like, it sounds great. Do you know who this guy is? Greg Norman?
That looks like Dick Vitale, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so Greg Norman, he's former number one ranked golf player. He's the CEO of it all. And here's the fun part down here.
That Bryson's gone.
Where is it? So they can play. Oh, how much money is involved? Here's the beauty. A total of $255 million will be awarded in each of the regular season.
But they're all getting fat bags just to play.
Correct.
And like they're on salary and commission.
Down here for a three-year period, they're committing over $2 billion to it. Like, oh, here we go. Trump's in New Jersey.
Do an event.
I mean, come on. You're telling me spending Halloween in Miami at Trump National Doral isn't...
Dean Kerr, come on down.
Anyways, yeah, I'm not opposed to it. Celtics back in the lead by four, although Curry does have 6 three-pointers on the night.
See what our boy Randy commented down below, Jack? Thoughts on that?
Randy, Zalatoris is the new face of the PGA. And for that reason, I am a lifelong Liv fan.
Zalatoris will never be jack shit on the PGA Tour. Yeah, that guy has negative balls.
He's garb. Greg Norman's hats were legit. Not familiar with them, but may have to check that out. Blaine, I got you right now. He says, driving home from work, give me a breakdown of the game so far. Celtics and Jaylen Brown went ballistic in the first quarter. Klay got hot in the second quarter, cut it down to 12 at half, and then the Curry show in the third quarter. But we've got a four-point game with 139. Steph Curry over 4.5 threes.
He told you it was a bad bet on Twitter.
Yeah, my name on Twitter was literally Curry under 4.5 threes. Is a bad bet. Not that complex to figure out. Thank you for your why would I take?
Yeah, what was that thinking? Walk me through that, because that was an early pick. I got the pick. Walk me through how you landed upon that one.
Yeah, that one just kind of smacked me in the face.
Steph has like historically been better on the road in the finals too.
Possibly. Yeah, they're going on the road, and it felt like game two the answer was just like Klay can't shoot and Draymond isn't looking to shoot and Looney isn't an offensive player. So it's like, take everything Steph does away. And in the first half, they did that. If you saw, D. White was like trailing every screen and they were forcing him. He was getting floaters and open J's. And his line all playoffs had been 3.5.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing. You spend so much time in analysis thinking about this and why Steph Curry will go under threes. But at the end of the day, none of that analysis matters because of who you are betting on or against. There's no such thing as analysis attributed to handicapping one of his games.
If I took Curry over 4.5, you think he's hit a shot tonight? No. So it doesn't.
You're on a historically bad beat streak, right? Not bad beat. Streak in general.
On underdog historic numbers. And so game five.
Even if you pick them just to get you back into it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Game five, we have a free line. So I've been flexing my model to the pick five, but maybe I just limit down to the pick two.
Maybe just a few pick twos to get you going. Maybe a baseball pick two tomorrow, just something small to heat up a little bit. gain some traction.
I've tried everything. I've tried everything.
Not everything.
Clay for three. See, the thing is, part of the problem is I need the full day to like see what's going on social media. Like Marcus Smart walks in with that fit over 13 and a half.
Locked. Yeah, I get it.
The Clay came.
But you also tweeted the Steph Curry thing at, I don't know, 1 o'clock.
That's my point. Like I have to put my picks out early so the fam can. I don't know. I have to put them out.
Why don't you just put an asterisk next to all of them?
I probably should. You and me both, Justin. You and me both. All right, let's pull up my. Well, actually, here I'm a chat you this real quick. Let's head to the NFL rankings first. We'll review mine, and then we'll build yours out for those who haven't seen it before. Where am I at here?
This told me everything I needed to know about you today.
What part?
1 to 32. This list is fucking criminal, Jack. Absolutely criminal. You legitimately are subconsciously, you can't help it at this point. You are the total media. And Jack, you are entering the media at a time where there is a war upon us. There is a war and there is a takeover and the media is getting taken down at the moment. I don't know if you've been seeing the ESPN clips lately, the ESPN shows. This JJ Redick,
he's
got McCollum content, just double teaming and Eiffel towering Stephen A. Smith. It should be shown on Rated X websites, but it's shown on ESPN. It's an absolute war. You've got the media guys and they're getting mad. I saw a clip of Stephen A. Smith and little Greeny over there and they were mad.
Greeny
and JJ
pissed.
And CJ and all these current players that are coming into the media, and I hate to say
it. Oh, my God, Bryce Harper home run.
Just what he does.
We're in the green.
The Phils are back. We're talking about the fighting. Oh. What?
So this is a perfect example. Trey Turner just hit a home run, and it was him or Freddie tonight. Like, that was my pick between the two. And I was like, Trey had the longer odds, and I was like, you know what? I'll roll with Freddie. He's the lefty against the righty. And so, like, if I had four beans right now, that's what I mean. The fam is hooking it up with the picks. I just got to pick them best. But three out of eight tonight right now. That's pretty good.
But, yeah, what I'm saying, whatever's going on in the media, I'm kind of loving it. Draymond's a part of it, too. The only people that the media, that these players won't be able to ever take down is Chuck, Shaq, and those guys. Those guys just have their own thing that they can do. But my point is, Jack, you are subconsciously, you can't help it, with this NFL team ranking quiz, you are just making media choices right now. You put this out today, and the thought that was going through your head is, this is going to make some noise. People are going to be mad at this. I'm not even talking about the Eagles necessarily. We'll get to them. Don't worry. But this is just, it's criminal at this point. And you
all right,
need
so,
to...
So, all right. Of course, first of all, I create content for a living. Of course, you have to get your engagement up.
So you are all right. You just admitted flat out that you're the media. You just say shit and do shit.
No,
yeah, that's fine. You don't even say or tweet or do anything about your real thoughts. You just put it out there for clicks, and that's fine.
No, well, let's. I would say my top 14. I actually feel pretty good about.
All right, let's put a little context behind this.
Yeah.
This 1 through 32 rankings, what is it? Is it how you view these teams going into this year? Is it how they are right now? What is the context behind it? Because I think that changes the order.
Absolutely. And I've clarified that on these prior rankings. My rankings was on roster, 53-man roster.
So it has nothing to do with how the season plays out.
No, nothing to do with how the season plays out. Nothing to do with division and nothing to do with even head coach or anything from that sort. Now, what I did weigh.
So this should say NFL football players quiz.
No, it should say NFL roster ranking quiz, which is probably unfair that I did that, but. Yes, I ranked it on if Bill Belichick was the coach. What? Okay, hold on. But I weighed a couple things more heavily. Quarterback obviously has, like, if you don't have a top 10 quarterback or you have Trey Lance, you're not in the top 10.
That's a common stipulation. Or Trey Lance, a guy that's never played in the NFL
well before. That is correlated because I had Lance super high. So roster, I went, and there will be moments where, okay, maybe that doesn't come, that seems a little off, but also remember, and when we go through,
yours, I see a top 10 quarterback outside of the top 10.
No, it's more like, I remember, I'm not ranking, I was just picking between the two teams. If those two teams, like, we're set to play, who do I think is the better team? That's
okay. So let's address it right off the bat. Yeah. I want one explanation and a serious explanation. If you want to sit here and say, I just did it to make you mad, fine, but just admit it off the bat. Pitch me right now why the Jaguars and the fucking Lions,
who picked one and two in the draft,
are ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles, who made the playoffs last year and a top three team on this list did not make the playoffs. Tell me why the team that picked first and second in this draft is better than a team that made the playoffs last year and objectively improved on both sides of the football.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So let me just address a few things. Like you said, making the playoffs last year, two things. One.
No, but I'm using that to emphasize how much better their roster is this year. The fact that they objectively
had a good... But I could have still thought their roster was shit last year.
The roster wasn't great last year. But the fact that they did what they did,
right,
and they added the players that they did. All right, that's fine. All I want to know is how the Lions and the Jaguars, the first and second overall pick, are ahead of the Eagles.
We got to start on the left side. And then we'll get there. You're jumping.
No, don't be a coward so you can think of your answer. Let's address that now. Get it out of the way for a minute. No, I want an answer to my question.
Okay.
Just tell me why.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, Sport, who I believe is one of the top quarterback prospects of all time.
Oh, they have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
They have a Hall of Fame quarterback. They added the number one pick in the draft. And what I believe...
Oh, Trayvon Walk. Got it.
What I believe... Yeah, I don't even know who that is. What I believe... is that the Jags actually had a fine roster. They made some big free agent signings. Christian Kirk.
They had the... This is nuts. You are sitting here and saying, I actually think the team that drafted first in the NFL draft had a pretty good roster. This is like you saying the four-win Giants are a good football team. This makes no sense.
Listen.
Just admit that you did it to stir the pot.
Listen, no, this is because...
Because there's no Jacksonville fan base, and you're like, ooh, I can tag Philadelphia. That'll get me more clicks.
Jacksonville, they got fucked last year. Urban Meyer, they did.
The Jaguars.
Bro, we're talking about the Jags, yes, but we're also talking about Urban Meyer is a literal cancer to football teams. So that is why I think they have much better players and a team than what we saw last
year. Let's say Urban Meyer gets flipped with pick a fucking coach, Jack.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer last year gets flipped with Andy Reid. What pick do the Jaguars have in the draft?
12.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean?
Yo, who picked 12th in the draft this year?
Was it us? It might have been us, low key.
No, I think you
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, All right, we tried right, with so the that's, Jags. Let's see if I got something out of you with the Lions.
All right, for the Lions, what did the Lions – I think that – and I tweeted it out, and you'll see and you'll see that I have the Lions over the Titans. I think Jared Goff's going to be okay this year.
That's not what the list is about.
But my point is I think he's an okay quarterback. Or what I'm really saying is – of the okay, do this exercise with me then.
Who's the best quarterback out of these three teams? That's what you're gonna say.
No. Who's the best quarterback from 20 down? Who is the best quarterback from 20 down?
Lions, Titans, Eagles, Dolphins, Steelers, Giants, Commanders, Jets, Seahawks, Panthers, Hurts.
Okay, so let's go from bottom to top. Is Davis Mills
Hurts is the best quarterback
Hold on. Is Davis Mills better than Jared Goff?
No.
Justin Fields?
Maybe.
If you had to pick.
Justin Fields.
You're going Fields over Jared Goff?
Yeah.
See, that I think that's a bit crazy. Now, for look, Mitch? Fields' performance last year was, once again, it's on Nagy and the OC and all that, but like, we've seen Jared Goff be very good.
Stop changing the question. Tell me how the Jaguar or the Lions roster is better than the Eagles.
Well, hold on. Falcon, Mariota, or Goff?
You want to play this game?
Darnold or Goff? Yeah, Darnold or Goff.
Mariota's fire.
Drew Lock or Goff? Zach Wilson or Goff? Carson Wentz or
Goff? Zach Wilson.
Daniel Jones or Goff? Mitch Trubisky or Goff? Tua or Goff? Hurts or Goff?
Hurts.
And Tannehill or Goff? Okay, so. If the Philadelphia Eagles have the better quarterback, which is a big if in my opinion, then maybe they deserve to be there. But as you can see, if I have
other 52 minutes, all right, walk me through what I'm missing about the other 52 players on the Lions. Tell me
DeAndre Swift, TJ Hockenson,
okay,
J-Mo,
a guy who's never played.
Baby Chark, baby Chark. Okay, so they got weapons. Amon Ross St. Brown. So they got weapons.
Tell me about their offensive line.
I don't fucking know. I just know if they're shit or not. And last year they were kind of shit.
Okay, so you've told me all you need to know. You wanted to stir the pot. That's all I wanted to know about the Eagles. There's a couple issues I have with this list on the left. The first is the Ravens. I don't even want to address that. The Ravens at three. We all know why that is what it is. You're pointing to a game against the Chiefs in September to prove why the Ravens are better than the Chiefs. You can pull out all the reasons. You can pull out all the reasons that you want. You've got a running back throwing to a guy named James Proche and Devin Duvernay.
Thank you, 37 Brazo. Yeah, let's. If you want to know,
I don't want to know about the Ravens.
Okay, so then don't ask about my list. But if we're gonna talk about the list, then you have to at least give me a chance to explain the Ravens roster. Is one of the best in football outside of one wide receiver.
One?
Like, undoubtedly.
One.
It is one. Yeah. Outside of needing one wide receiver.
One wide receiver, one.
Sure. Okay. But that no team on
this
list. You're telling
me Rashad Bateman showed you enough that he's a
Who's wide receiver one in Kansas City?
They have Pat Mahomes. Travis Kelce is.
Okay, Mark Andrews has been better than Travis Kelce over the past 3 years.
Stop.
So don't roll your eyes. That's fucking facts. That is a fact, and you tried to go there, and you were wrong. So now acknowledge that Kansas City is in the same situation. Now, if you want to say Pat Mahomes is levels ahead of Lamar Jackson and you weigh that, correct. Sure, that's fine. But who's got one of the best secondaries in football? Who's got one of the best lines in football? Who's got, you know, so who's got – people are really forgetting this Ravens team was 8-3. They're missing half their team. It is what it is. So I think they'll be reminded. Other ones on the list, as people know, super high on the Browns. I think their roster is nasty. Watson, will he play?
They're a little low on the Chargers.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I know so.
They got a pretty good roster. But who are you outside of the Ravens? Who are you bumping them ahead of?
The Browns, for sure. Maybe the Bucks. With Godwin going to be out for a little while this year?
Yeah, he'll be out for
Godwin.
For
a while. Yeah, saw Leonard Fournette showed up pretty fat. We're not going to fat shame, just enjoying his life. He's a millionaire. He can do that. But I would put them – I'm very high on the Chargers this year to the point where they might go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And honestly, I probably am a little lower.
That's just too high for sure. They're more of in the 15-16 range for me.
If you want to rank them there, that's fine. But do they really have a worse roster?
You know what? Why don't we find out? Why don't I do a list for my own?
All right, go ahead. Did I send you the link?
Yeah, how do I put my screen up?
You are going to go to the share screen and click share screen, and then you'll do Chrome tab, and you'll add yours. And Boston has taken a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. 29 for Curry, 25 for Clay, 16 for Wiggins. The big three has played well. Excuse me. No help elsewhere.
All right, for Boston, you got me?
Tatum's come alive. He leads the Celtics in scoring. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. And let's not talk.
Hold on. Before you go, state your stipulations. Are you doing it with bias?
Well, can I see how it comes out?
I mean, yes, but also, like, you'll obviously have a implicit, like, are you willing to sacrifice your bias against Carson Wentz? Not to say, like, this team is worse.
The Titans are better than the Commanders. I don't care.
But in general, like, the Tua bias, the Ravens bias, the Hurts bias.
Sure,
and
I'm going to stip this with this is how I think the best teams going into this year are. That's how I'm going to play this.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Titans over Commanders, Bucks over Seahawks, Niners over Steelers, Eagles over Jets, Saints, Pats, Rams, Chargers, Chiefs, Colts, Packers. Here we go. Denver. Cincinnati, Cleveland. I don't think there's anybody in the world. I think we are all collectively in unison on hating Rudy Gobert and thinking that the Bengals aren't going to do shit this year.
Nah. So I came in with the regression mindset for them, but they did get better as a team. But I just don't think they were that good last year. They just found themselves in a good spot.
I don't think they're going to do anything this year. This is an interesting one. This is where I'm going to have to consider a little bit of bias. Seahawks and Commanders. Like, the Seahawks, any ounce of success they've had over the last 5 years has been solely on the shoulders of Russell Wilson. They've done really nothing to get him any help outside of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, who, as we know, has been reported is probably on his way out the door to either Kansas City, Green Bay. But we've been reported that nothing is imminent. So we'll see on that front. But you know what, Jack? I'll take the Commanders here. I'll be a little bit mature.
Okay.
Bucks, Jets, Steelers. For some reason, I'm in on the Steelers a little bit this year. Not to be
over the Eagles.
No. Not to be anything.
Okay, like that. Like you can't. Like, you just click the Eagles over the Niners.
Yeah, because I think they're going to be better than them this year.
Okay, all right. Because
they have Trey Lance as their starting. What? It's my list, dude.
Yeah.
I can't get over Kirk. I'm sorry. We got the Pats. I'm always in on the Pats for some reason.
I mean, it's not for good reason. Historically,
for some reason.
No, I'm saying for good reason. Historically,
well, where did the Colts fall on your list? A little higher than you might have anticipated.
I don't hate the Colts.
Yes, you do. This is taking a while. What's going on in the game over there?
Boston's up 9 with 6:20 to go in the fourth.
Whew.
It looks like Golden State's got one more run in them, though.
This is a long-ass test, Jack.
Yeah. See, once again, like that was 1,000% just bias against the Ravens. That's all.
What?
Cardinals over the Ravens.
Why? Jack, you guys didn't make the... You guys didn't make the playoffs that.
Why do you keep saying that? Why?
I don't, because that, Jack, that shows me what your roster is. And I think you've gotten worse. Dude, I'm sorry. I am not believing. I've watched so many years of bad wide receiver corps, and I've never seen something like Rashad Bateman, Devin Duvernay, and James Crochet. You're not getting me to buy into it. I'm sorry.
Brother. Hey, we had our ninth and 12th string corners out there at the end of the year.
Okay, like, we were leading wrong, but there's nothing. It's not bias from last year's that Ravens is bias. To this year's Ravens.
It's stupid. You can't get the Ravens bias out of your head, which is understandable.
No, I
get it. But it's stupid because look at the Vegas odds, right? Like the Vegas odds.
You told me that the Vegas odds should kick rocks when I said that about the Eagles versus the Finns.
No, I was taunting you because the Ravens have twice as good of odds as either of those teams. The Ravens are favored to win the division with the Super Bowl attendees and with the Browns.
Okay. That's a good way to spin being in a tough division, the Super Bowl attendees.
I know, of course,
but that's just a very funny way to prop up your competition that you're playing to make yourself
go ahead, like click the anymore. Eagles, click the Eagles,
relax over there. Okay. All right, Eagleson, this is where I draw the line. I'll take your the matchup of the heavyweights right here. The matchup of the heavyweights. I'm going to go with Doug Peterson.
They literally have Doug, and you're out on Doug?
I'm not out on Doug. I just think we're better than them.
All right, so before Abe's list comes to an end here, I'm going to make a couple predictions. One, Kansas City will be top two. Two,
you've been seeing my picks.
No. Cowboys will be outside the top 15. Three, Eagles will be inside the top 10. Four, Ravens will be outside the top 10. I'm trying to think of any other ones. Like, if you actually think the Eagles are a top 10 team this year, I think that's crazy.
This is like trash versus garbage right here, man. I just like the Jets more. Trash versus garbage. Bucks, Rams. I'm not as high on the Rams this year doing anything. I mean, they're good and everything, but I don't think they've got any chance of repeating over here.
I mean, what makes you think they have no chance of repeating? They just brought back an absolute studly team and replaced Odell with Allen Robinson and added Bobby Wagner. But if you're just saying...
Allen Robinson, I mean, you won't get me to say anything good about him after drafting him in fantasy last year.
I mean...
Oof, Jack, the rivalry of the year.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Cowboys better than the Ravens this year. I'm sorry. Cowboys are not. This is a tough one.
Broncos, Browns.
I think I'm in on the Broncos this year.
So you're in on the Broncos, Chiefs, and Chargers. You're in on the Chiefs as the best team ever. The Chargers
are going to go. The Chiefs are no longer the best team ever. I've made that clear.
Gotcha.
I've made that very, very clear. The Chiefs are no longer the best team ever. Rest in peace. I think the team that I'm most in on going into the year is probably the Bills, followed by the Chargers and the Eagles. That's a little sneak peek, but subject to change. These lists take forever.
Yeah, it does. It does take a minute because yours, your algorithm is struggling because
shut up.
No, seriously, because like you biasly pick against the Ravens, but then every team you pick against them, you also think
Jack, it's the same amount of questions. Give it a
no,
rest.
It's not. No. It actually is a different amount.
Give it a rest. You have a brand deal with Bladen now?
No, I know how it works because I've done multitude of them and they need to, I put it in the chat, Brazo. It's BLAIDEN.com. Who'd you pick there? Eagles or Browns?
Eagles.
Drugs.
You think Jacoby Brissett's going to be the quarterback this year?
Is that your backup?
I'm talking in Cleveland.
Would Baker ever play for them? Here we go. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles are receiving a 3 seed in the NFC. So Abe's list for those.
I think we could be one or two.
Bills, Chargers, Rams, Bucks, Chiefs, Broncos, Eagles, Browns, Raiders, Packers, Patriots, Bengals, Dallas, Arizona, Niners, Ravens, Titans, Steelers, Saints, Vikings, Colts, Dolphins, Jets, Jags, Lions. I'm telling you, the Jags and Lions like to hang out. And is your list so much better because you have them 4 spots lower? I don't know.
No, it's more the fact that I have the Eagles 7.
Bears, Falcons, Giants.
I actually think this list is very indicative of my feelings.
Well, no shit. You just
But like even when I did the NBA player ones, like when the list came out, I was like, yeah, maybe I slipped off here or there. But I think this is pretty damn accurate right here. Cowboys at 13, I'm good for. Ravens, I could have put them a little bit higher, but you're not touching top 12. Top 11. You're not touching top 11.
All right, so your list... the Eagles were what on mine? The Eagles were
21, I believe.
21. And I had the Ravens 3. So you had the Ravens separated by 13. I had the Eagles separated by 14. So we both think about evenly about each other's teams.
That's hatred at its finest, baby. Welcome to Snapback Sports.
Eagles might make the Super Bowl. Look, the funny thing is, and the Eagles could have easily ranked out higher in my rankings. There is a path, like you said, to the Eagles doing, you know, really well this year. I'm out on Hurts. Like the systems. Why? I personally didn't see the flashes of like where I think he's gonna, like Lance, I saw moments and then I saw youth. Lawrence, like I've seen moments. I've never seen Jalen Hurts at any level for an extended period of time show me anything with his arm. And now that doesn't mean he can't run the ball 15 times and they can't win a bunch of games against a shitty division. But I don't know. You tell me. Like
so when he balls this year, it's going to be because it was bad competition, shitty schedule, and shitty division?
If he balls as a passer and makes the leap as a passer, no, that'll be just an incredible offseason of improvement. Okay. Do you see that happening?
Yeah. I'm like in on Hurts.
You're all in.
Am I nervous?
But see, you're not all in on Hurts.
How could you be? How could you sit here with a straight face? Like I'd be like,
that's my.
I'm willing to be an asshole on certain things when it comes to this, but like that, like guys played one season. Like last year was essentially his rookie season. He came in a shit show of a nightmare situation with Wentz towards the end of his saga with Doug, the city clamoring for him, the media. The issues with the owner and everything. He had 4 games where he actually played kind of well and gave us a chance. And then he had essentially his rookie year last year, and we made the playoffs with a dog shit roster and injuries all over the ball. Now, yeah, bad division again.
So, all right. So you say a dog shit roster. You added AJ Brown, which is big. You add Bradberry and then 2 rookies. Who else did you add?
As well as Brandon Graham coming back on the defensive line. We added linebackers, which we've had none in the last 10 years. Kaiser White added Hassan Reddick. The offensive line is fully healthy.
The offense because OTA's just
Jalen Reagor went from our wide receiver. Jalen Reagor went from our wide receiver 1.5, 2 to our wide receiver 5.
He's
Hurts still has what it takes. Year 2 Sirianni. Listen, I was one to shit on Howie Roseman for a while. a while. The guy did a hell of a job this year. And you'll see. You'll see.
All right. Looks like Boston.
Guaranteed double-digit wins. Guaranteed.
So just bet it.
I did already.
But, like, you're guaranteeing it.
Yeah.
Like, 0.0 it.
There's a 0.00000 chance that the Eagles win less than 10 games this year. With confidence. All right.
That's not...
Add more zeros.
Financial advice, people, but you can take the line, 9.5. I don't know if I'm necessarily opposed to it, but look, you know what's funny is you say it was his rookie year. Sometimes that's really good for a quarterback. Sometimes you get hurts on tape. You've got 17 games of him. You saw what
new it. I think we're a quality organization. I think he's shown he has what it takes. Now we're putting the pieces around him, comfortable in the system. I'm sounding like a football guy now. Football.
I mean,
putting him in his right situations to make the right plays.
I'm not rooting for you guys to like be awful. I'm rooting for like that sweet spot of 8 wins. Your draft picks are
maybe
shit.
Wild you card, trade. Maybe not, but definitely.
No. I don't need you guys getting near the playoff, but just like win 6 or 7 games and don't have the draft capital. Well,
we will get Will Levis.
End up with Will Levis. That's like a dream.
We will season. Win 6 games in the first 8 weeks of the season.
That's a dream season for me. All right. Boston wins game number 3. Curry makes more than 4.5 threes. That's unfortunate. I will be at a NASCAR race this weekend. I will be at game 5 of the NBA Finals on Monday. I was going to say, should we
pick Monday?
Yeah.
It's going back to one day off.
What do you mean?
They're doing Saturday and then Monday or Friday, then Monday.
Friday then Monday. Yeah, the Boston home series, they only get one in between. Thank God. We can close with this conversation.
9 o'clock for an East Coast game is
well, that we know.
Put in prison.
But why do they need 3 days off in between each game? Home series. Like travel, I guess, but like why? I guess it was just the Warriors game that was
money.
Yeah. But how is that a money
maker? You know what? It's more Malika Andrews on my screen.
Oh, Jesus. Forgot about Eagleson.
Oh.
See, he's not even here. Look at him.
I'm here.
Eagleson.
I thought you guys were going to forget about me for a second.
We did. No, we definitely did. Not even trying to hide it. Definitely forgot about you.
All right.
You know, we can forget about too.
What?
The Rangers going to the Stanley Cup.
They're actually not going to the Stanley Cup.
Correct. We can forget about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Eagleson and I have a bet on the Warriors. How do we feel about that right now, Eagleson? We've got a bet on the Warriors and the Lightning parlayed in their series. How do we feel about
the Celtics just won, right?
Yes. They're up 2-1. Yeah. I think we're fine. I don't think
it matters. Yeah, I think we're good, right? Well, the Lightning already won the series.
The Lightning already are in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, Colorado, they're going to be a tough matchup, obviously, but I think they have the experience.
Jack? How are the rags in the cup final? How are your rags?
Colorado's never been out of the second round with this team, so.
Abs are going to smash.
No, but how are your rags doing right now?
The Jers are...
How are we feeling? Pulse check over there.
I still feel good. I feel good, but game
3...
Have you washed the
sweater?
No, it's and Hallie tried to. I haven't shaved.
Wow, playoff beard.
You haven't shaved.
People are loving the close-ups, eh?
No, I haven't shaved since. I think since they drafted Adam Fox, and I'm almost connected. I'm almost connected over here. First trio to each have 25 and 5 in the finals since 1984: Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I think it probably all comes down to tomorrow night, but I don't know. The garden.
They might not even play Game 7 in the garden if they're going to move the Bieber concert.
Bieber versus Rags.
You can't move one of the greatest pop stars of our generation.
Leafs fan nonetheless. He's endured enough. Let him play.
You can't do that to him. You have to move the Rangers.
That's what tells me that this is Rangers in 6, because Justin Bieber wouldn't know what to do in a playoff scenario.
What does it tell you about? Why doesn't it tell you Lightning in 6?
Because the Rangers are going to win the series.
Okay. That's where there was a little mix up.
Yeah.
Let's just call spade a spade. Justin Bieber holds precedent at Madison Square Garden over the Rangers in game 7.
He doesn't.
In terms of money?
What do you think
is bringing in more money to Madison Square Garden?
It doesn't matter. He's not playing.
What?
If they go 7.
Yes, he is. I actually think I saw he has COVID or he's sick or something.
No, it's Bieber? Already been announced that the concert would be canceled if it goes 7. And it got canceled last year for the Knicks. No.
Shut up.
Okay. it was for COVID. Oh, yeah. But it has gotten pushed a year. So if it got pushed 2 years for Adam Fox and the boys, well,
what if Justin Bieber? What if the Rangers lose and Justin Bieber never comes back to New York City?
That would be devastating.
He just goes to Brooklyn.
I mean, he can stay over there if he wants.
Is that where the Rangers would go play if they did have to move from MSG?
They're not moving from MSG. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference
is happening.
Neutral location.
Bieber's a legend. Bieber is a legend.
No, he is. But he plays, I think he plays
tonight. So is Igor, apparently.
He plays Sunday and Monday, so he would still get to play. But for those people who had those tickets, that would suck for sure. But it doesn't matter because it's Jers in 6. Eagleson's predictions, I've been keeping track throughout the playoffs. He had the Leafs winning the first round series. That didn't happen. He had the Kings winning the cup. They didn't make it out of the first round.
No, I didn't have them winning the cup. I had the Leafs winning the cup.
Okay.
He had the Leafs over the Kings in the cup.
Yeah. You had the Kings going the distance. You had McFraud not making it out of the first round. He made it to the conference finals.
He got swept, though, so it's kind of like not getting out of the – whoa.
Yes.
What happened?
We got some partying in the chat.
Yeah, we do.
I think I can block them.
Whoa. This is an ad.
Yeah, so you're about as garbage as me when it comes to predictions.
Yeah, that bracket was pretty bad. I think after
game 2 of the first round, you shared the bracket and you were like, "Ooh,
because the Kings they went up and then some of the other underdogs that I picked they also started strong and then fell apart. Same with the Leafs, right?
Like, the Flames. That was a good pick you got on their bandwagon. They freaking sucked. Besides
fire sweaters, though, I'd bet it all over again.
So yeah, you're garbage. Rangers in 6. Eagles in final thoughts.
Tampa the Avs are going to probably sweep
Tampa in 7 in Brooklyn.
That's a take. Tampa in 6.
Tampa in 6. All right, fam. Thank you guys for hanging out. Make sure you hit subscribe. We will talk to you on Sunday night. Much love. Peace.